Good morning. It's 18 minutes after 8 a.m. and you are tuned into your community radio station, Raven Radio in Sitka, Alaska, where it's 32 degrees under clear skies. And joining me in the studio is Elena Gustafson from Sitkins Against Family Violence. Elena is here to talk about the Blatchley Parent Cafe, talking about healthy relationships with teenagers. That's happening tonight at 7 p.m. Welcome to Morning Edition, Elena.
Thank you.
Well, this is a new project that Sitkins Against Family Violence and Center for Community are hosting. It's taking place at Blatchley Middle School, and that's 7 to 8:30 p.m. today. You're inviting all parents, focusing on middle school parents, to talk about healthy relationships with teenagers. Can you tell us a bit about this program?
Right. Well, we know that parents can be the most influential factor in their child's life, especially when it comes to issues of relationships and decision-making and lessening the risks of some of the decisions that they're faced with in this world. But we know, both because of Alaska studies and national studies, that all too often these conversations aren't happening, or they're happening after kids are already faced with these tough decisions. So we're wanting to engage parents across Sitka and help figure out, you know, what are those barriers to having conversations? What can we do to make them more comfortable? What resources can we provide so that these conversations start and then keep happening across their child's lifespan? Because we know that kids in Sitka are faced with a lot of issues, whether it's substance abuse or dating violence or any of these things, they need some support, right? And they need parents or positive adult mentors in their life to help talk with them and figure out, you know, what are my beliefs and what are the rights and responsibilities that I have, and how do I face peer pressure, these risky decisions, and stick to what I believe in.
So now this is the first parent cafe, and you're just going to be facilitating the process. Right. You're hoping to create a comfortable atmosphere where parents can discuss with each other what they need to support these conversations, correct?
Exactly. We're using a setup called a community cafe, which really is all about parents talking to each other. So I'll be there a little bit in the background, but really it's parents discussing different questions with each other around, you know, what are the benefits of having conversations? We're focusing on healthy relationships in this conversation. So what are the benefits of having these conversations with your child? What would make them more comfortable? And various things like that.
So when you speak about healthy relationships, you're addressing the issue of dating violence, correct?
In part. Mm-hmm. And we know that dating violence is a huge issue, that 1 in 3 teens by the end of high school will have experienced dating violence. That's a statistic I do not want to see continue. We know that often that's the case because it's a first relationship and you haven't figured out what your personal boundaries are or how to engage with another person in a partnership. And that all too often teenagers don't have the skills to deal with this, and they don't have somebody who's talked to them about it yet. So we are talking about dating violence is one aspect of healthy relationship. So how do you talk to your child about warning signs and what is unsafe? But also, how do you talk to your child about what they deserve in a relationship? How do you talk to them about their rights and responsibilities across a whole manner of different things? That's just as equally important.
Now, parents are at the front lines of these conversations, yet they're really difficult conversations to have. Why is that?
A whole bunch of different reasons. I mean, you know, I think a lot of what you hear from studies across the country and from studies in Alaska is parents think these conversations are really important across the board, think they're really important. And then you ask them, how comfortable are you having these conversations? And the numbers start going down, and on certain topics they go down quite dramatically. You know, that's hard to say. I mean, teenage years are awkward in a whole manner of different ways, and it strains relationships. You know, it's a whole different, it changes the relationships between the child and the parent. And I think probably It's issues of not knowing how to start the conversations or fearing kind of that awkwardness or whether that'll actually distance your child from you. You don't know how they'll react. We don't know exactly why. I don't think we can pinpoint why exactly these conversations are uncomfortable to have, right? But we know that parents have rate their comfort level lower than how important they think these conversations are. And then they self-report that they're not having these conversations even at the rate that they say they're comfortable at them. So importance is high, comfort level is less than that. And then how often parents say they're having the conversations, less than that even.
Oh, and then I assume that there are parents who think they are having the conversations, but are they really having these conversations from the perspective of their teenagers?
Not according to the studies that we know of. I mean, parents, yeah, think that they're having conversations, say, about dating violence, but then less than a third of teens say, my parent has ever talked to me about this. And that's not to say that, you know, the parents who think they're doing this are doing a bad job. You know, it's just the disconnect between what, if you're having a one-time conversation, is that going to stick in a child's head? You don't talk about addition one time and then expect a child to know how to multiply or, you know, how to do all these different things or even how to add. So you, same with these type of things. If you have a conversation about healthy relationships once, that's not going to necessarily stick in a teenager's head, or it's not going to help them figure out warning signs or all these other different aspects of it. So I think one place where that disconnect comes from is maybe there's a one-time conversation, but then it doesn't stick in the teenager's head. So, and that's not to say that the parents who are doing this are doing a bad job. My parents thought that they talked to me about this, and I don't remember it. And my parents were great, and I know we had conversations about a lot of things, but I don't remember a conversation about healthy relationships or dating violence. So I think that repeated conversations are really important to make sure that that disconnect between what parents think they're talking about and what teenagers think they're talking about is really essential.
So what are your hopes for tonight's event?
Well, I'm hoping that we'll have enough parents there to have a good conversation and to identify starting points of then what is helpful for parents in Sitka. There are a lot of resources from across the country. Alaska is developing some specific resources on kind of conversation starters. But we want to know what Sitka parents want. So do they want more conversations or more specifics about different issues such as consent? You know, do they want websites? Do they want conversation cards? You know, I, in working on this project, really want to know what fits the needs of our community. So I'm hoping out of this conversation, it'll be a good starting point for parents to think about this and why is it difficult and what can I do to make myself more comfortable with this? But it'll also give us some ideas of what would parents in Sitka like to see next.
And if this cafe format, this mm-hmm. community cafe format works, do you think you might have more?
Of course. Yeah, the great thing about the community cafe format is you can do it on any topic. And Center for Community has hosted them elsewhere around the community with different age groups. So if it works for parents of preteens and teenagers, then we'll definitely keep doing that.
Okay, well, how can folks get a hold of you, and especially if they cannot attend tonight but would like more information?
Feel free to give me a call at SAFE, which is 747-3370. Definitely, if you can't come tonight, please give me a call and I'll put you on our list so you can get involved in future conversations.
Well, Elena, thanks so much for joining me this morning.
Great, thank you.
My guest has been Elena Gustafson from Sitkins Against Family Violence. SAFE and Center for Community are hosting the first Blatchley Parent Cafe talking about healthy relationships with teenagers. They're hoping that parents of teenagers in middle school and high school will come on down to start the conversation. That's 7 to 8:30 p.m. tonight, Blatchley Middle School Library. Desserts, coffee, and tea will be provided. Call Elena 747-3370 if you have any questions.